What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name's Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Oh, man. Coming to you from the Funny Bone in Columbus, Ohio! That's like, you guys, I'm going to need a little table next to my chair. This is a pretty sweet little table, don't you think? And I'm getting a little feedbacky noises, so hopefully that'll go away. Sometimes when you get the mics too close together, that happens. It's Saturday, July 9th, 2016, and I'd like to discover some name tags, Columbus. Oh, man. I had a real good feeling about you guys. Oh, poor balcony name tags. Good luck, balcony name tags. I like how you're just hanging it over the side. Don't drop your name tags on people. But I love the netting that they have so you can't drop shit on the people below. That's pretty damn sweet. To Keely, a Mockingbird, that's pretty cool. Incrisible. Stace Jam, your name is Stacy? Her name is Stacy? There you go. Teen Mitch. And that's you sitting on a broom? Sure is. Show everybody, it's really, you're really pretty as a teen witch. Vic Wilder instead of Van Wilder, I like that. Good Phil Hunting, nice. You guys are killing it. This is a lot of great name tags. Go ahead and put them down, rest your arms. I love that moment when they all just pop up, like, because it looks like nobody has anything. You just look like a regular audience waiting for a show. Then suddenly all the signs come out. I love it. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies is back at the UCB Sunset in Los Angeles on Monday night. I'll be at the Pemberton Music Festival in Pemberton, BC, Canada next. We're doing Doug Loves Movies on Saturday, but I'm doing other shows there too. American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego on Wednesday, July 20th. And the Traverse City Film Festival on Wednesday, July 27th. Really? For all my dates and deets and whatnots, go to DouglasMovies.com. That's DouglasMovies.com. Briefly, before I get to the prize bag, how great, did you guys hear the Danny Trejo episode of the show? How amazing was that, dude? You guys don't, if you, since you weren't there and you're just listening to it, you have no idea how many times he would reach over and grip my arm very tightly. Like, it was always a dance of like, is this guy, he seems pretty happy, but holy shit, he's scary. And he'd just do it without saying anything. He'd just reach over and grab me and crush my my wrist, my ankle. That'd be really weird. Stop grabbing my ankles, Danny. Plus also, I just could not get used to calling him Danny. Like, that just does not seem the right name for a guy that's that fucking scary looking. Hi, Danny. How you doing, Danny? But I just wanted to mention him again because he's got his Indiegogo that I want you guys to support if you can. And also, just anybody, whether you're in Columbus or elsewhere, if you run into Danny Trejo, tell him how much you loved him on Doug Loves Movies, because I would love to have him back, and I don't know where he stands on that. I'd always heard he was a nice man, but he was a goddamn delight. Let's look into the prize bag, you guys. Flown in all the way from Los Angeles, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a pipe from Peacemaker, only been used once. Cookie that they gave me on the plane. It's wrapped, it's not just a loose cookie. A fortune cookie I just got at P.F. Chang's. I love this mall town. Mall town. I didn't want to say small town. And then I brought some CDs. Sheryl Crow. So I think this is like a CD single. That's a concept that was built to last. And a comedy album by a very funny dude, Corey Holcomb. And a, do you remember the band Tonic? Are they still a thing? Is Tonic still around? And then finally, this is such a sad day, you guys. This is the last of my personal VHSs. I've given them all away. This is the final one. And it's Ally McBeal. The pilot for Ally McBeal. It's 32 minutes long. So they made a short pilot. All of that is in the prize bag, plus what is brought here today by my guests. Please give a big warm welcome to Chad Daniels, Tom Plute, and Bert Kreischer. Backstage, and Bert was like, I can't wait to get on stage so I can take off my shirt. And I'm just like, just take it off now. Just get it over with. Walk around the kitchen a little bit. And then that's what he did.
Someone in the front row just tried to take a picture of you and had to pull her head back to get all of you in there.
Oh. Try the panoramic. It works better. It's good to be back on Doug Loves Movies, Doug.
Right? Doesn't it feel nice and comfy?
It feels good.
You got your flip-flops on and your painted toenails.
I'm fucking here.
Just the big toe?
I let them grow out. It's the way I stop using calendars and I just paint my toenails, and I know it takes 12 months for those to grow out. And so, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right, well, let's meet you guys individually. Starting with a first-time guest on the show, local comedy phenom, Tom Plute is here, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Thanks for asking. Yeah. Nobody ever asked me how
right?
I'm doing. That's nice. Are those Girl Scout cookies?
Oh. All right.
Ooh. Are they Samoas? They're changing that name because it's racist. No, I'm being dead serious.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're changing it to Chinkies.
Big fat Chinkies. Island Chinkies.
Apologies to Asian folks. It's just the first one I could think of that also felt like it wouldn't get me into too much trouble. But it still does. Racism's wrong. Stop it, you guys. Speaking of racists, Tom, this is your first time on the show.
Yes, it is.
And how are you feeling? You think you'll be all right playing the games
great.
And stuff today?
This is a dream come true.
All right.
And, loving it.
Fucking get better dreams.
Hey, these dreams can turn into nightmares. Real quick.
Yeah, it'll turn on you.
If you get drunk and bring in 200 cheeseburgers, woo!
It was 200 of them?
I think
it was 100.
It might be. I exaggerate for effect sometimes.
All right, well, let's meet him on the other end there, folks. It's Chad Daniels is back on the show. Hopefully he won't yell at the audience like he did in Minneapolis.
They were assholes. Don't be assholes. You won't get yelled at. Very simple. Well, same thing I tell my children.
How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing great.
You flew in today?
I did.
Yeah.
Yep. Good, got up at 4. Yeah.
Now you got a cocktail.
I do now.
You're ready to go.
Both of us are in my room going, we're not drinking tonight. We're going to be responsible.
Well, there's a bar in between your room and the stage, so that didn't help. So we're like, oh shit, one of these? All right, I guess. I guess I'll try one.
Yeah, this is a heavy drinking panel we got here today. And you guys don't have anything to put your drinks on, which is always nice. I'd share my table with you, but it's not big enough. It's not big enough for your drinks. You know what? That's not a terrible idea.
Somebody just went, aw, we're in the Midwest.
I guess
it's like the gift of the Magi, the sharing of the table. Wow. You should move shit around for a living, Bert.
I've done it before.
Oh, no. This is gonna be bad. All right, we did it. Bert Kreischer, everybody.
I just want to let everyone know I came to fucking play, okay? I sat on the plane and I watched a movie and my brain went, ooh, this is what you tell Doug when he said, what was the last movie you saw? This fucking movie.
What was it?
I can't remember. No, I don't remember. Not Some Like It Hot.
You really don't remember?
Oh, no. You caught me off guard. I was going to
hold
build
on
to it. The new Richard Linklater, Some Like It Hot.
Everybody wants some.
Everybody wants some.
Hey, well, you got one word in there correctly. So that's you're heading in the right direction. And you knew Richard Linklater, so that's good too.
I ran into Richard Linklater and Ethan Hawke at the airport, and I turned around and I went, holy shit, Mark McGrath. And Ethan Hawke went, excuse me? And I went, you're not, oh, never mind, you're someone else. And I turned away. They look a lot alike. Is it bad that I would know Mark McGrath before Ethan Hawke?
If they were standing next to each other, you wouldn't think they look so much alike.
Bullshit, I swear to God. If they were in the dark fucking, you wouldn't be able to tell who was who.
Doesn't that go for everyone? In the dark fucking? That seems weird that you'd shut the lights off and then go, I can't tell them apart. It's amazing. Truly amazing.
By just feel? Oh, this one's got moose in its hair. It's Mark.
Yeah, Ethan Hawke doesn't seem like the kind of dude that loves being called Mark McGrath. The other way around, Mark McGrath would probably run with it.
Mark McGrath, by the way, a lot cooler than Ethan Hawke.
Well, when you call him by the wrong name. I don't know what results you were expecting. But what did you think of Everybody Wants Some?
I didn't... Wasn't that good? I expected more. I think I was holding up to the standards of Dazed and Confused, mm-hmm. and I wanted it to be that. And it was the '80s, so I was looking for like racial slurs and AIDS, but just fell short.
You thought it would be the movie about the start of AIDS?
No. But you remember how racist everything was in 1980, like, and no one knew that they were being racist or sexist. I thought it would be all over the movie, but they were like. Yeah, it didn't happen.
They're pretty respectable young men.
Yeah, and they had a black friend, and I was like, whoa, I don't know.
What's up with that?
I was like, well, but it was only one guy. It was all about the baseball team, and I turned it off for you. They even played a game. I never even got to them playing. I don't even know if they played the games. Did they end up playing baseball in that movie?
Let me rephrase my question. What's the last movie you saw part of before you lost interest in
Everybody Wants Something.
It on a plane?
Yeah, I watched it on a plane. And
there was something better to do on the plane?
Is stop watching Everybody Wants Some, yes. Order a cocktail and black out. Wake up in the cockpit. This isn't the bathroom.
I thought it was fairly well done, but it disappointed me because of the Dazed and Confused comparison, obviously, and you know, and the fact that it is about a bunch of young men who play baseball, which, you know, wasn't my crowd when I was a young man, and it still isn't. You know, I wish there had been more girls in the story.
Can I tell you something that's crazy? Doesn't it seem like Richard Linklater has an uncanny ability to book hosts or book stars of his movie that don't know what to do with their hands when they act? Like, both that guy and the kid from Dazed and Confused both didn't know what to do with their hands when they acted. They just stood there like, you watch it again.
Well, the thing I like about both of them, though, is that they keep their shirts on while they're acting. And that's an admirable trait. Like, you should just start showing up in things shirtless. I also gotta say, I love that the pork pie hat and shirtless. That's an interesting combo.
It's a good look. It's a power
move. You know, a baseball hat would make sense, but that one's just, you're just too dapper up on the top, and then...
When your wife said she wanted to fuck Justin Timberlake, I think she was going for something else. He's like, I got it. Hat, shirt off, come to daddy.
My wife would fuck Justin Timberlake.
I would fuck Justin Timberlake.
I'd let him kiss me and play with my hair, but like, I don't know about fucking him.
I'd call
him. Nobody would know which one was which if you did it in the dark. All right, as long as we're fat shaming, Bert. What is this deal with Tom Segura and the hashtag Bird is fat? It makes me sad every time I see it. It seems mean, but he's your friend.
He's my best friend.
And you guys
friend.
Are just, he's your best friend.
And I said to my therapist.
I can't tell if you're crying or laughing.
I'm laughing. It's gotten so out of control. He's making shirts and like, it's aggressive, man.
That's really mean. That's mean to make a bird is fat and then put it on a shirt, the last thing you would ever touch. You can't even wear your own shirt.
Oh my God. It's gotten so bad. The craziest part of it is, I don't know if anyone knows, but so Tom Segura said I was fat, and then it started going viral, and then went really viral. I was like trending behind Amy Schumer and Kesha's being the fattest person online. And then...
There's somewhere you could go to see who's trending as the fattest?
Yeah, this one day, yeah. There was a day where Amy Schumer had taken a picture and then Kesha had done something on her Instagram and they were talking about fat shaming. And if you typed in fat shaming online, it was Kesha, Amy, Bert. And then, but what's crazy is though that like, they'll put it, his fans are supposedly my fans too, I don't know, but they'll put it on my Instagram, and then my friends that I grew up with will comment like, hey man, not cool, he's a great guy. And then that a troll loves that. They're like, oh, fuck you. And so my friends, like, I'm with my wife's friends, and they're like, hey, just for a record, like, I think it's horrible what's happening to you online. And I'm like, you know about it? Because apparently my wife's friend's mom died.
My wife.
And I commented on her Instagram, like, I'm sorry for your loss. And then they were like, yeah, did you sit on her?
People are the worst.
Lost her mom. And these guys are like, did Bird's fat ass kill her? Oh, it's fucking bad. It's fucking... And then Tom's like, felt bad, and he's like, I'm gonna call it off. And I go, no.
How do you call it off once you started some shit like that?
Yeah, I go, you're not gonna come out like my mom in an apron going, nope, don't pick on him, he has asthma. Like, we're riding this into the ground. If it means our careers, it means our fucking careers. I'll do it, I don't give a fuck. I just wanna lose weight, but it's so fucking hard.
So what's your retaliatory, do you have a retaliatory hashtag for him? Like, Tom is slender?
No. Well, that's the ironic part, is he's fucking fatter than me. So I just go, you're fat. And he goes, yeah, no, you're fat. And I'm like, no, you're fucking fatter than me. So I'm just making a shirt that says Tom is fat, and we're going to make people pick teams. But I think I'm going to lose. But I'm going to make mine so that the Thomas Fat only makes sense if you wear a triple XL. For the smalls, it's just going to read Tom, and then around the corner is Fat. I don't know.
Is that possible?
I don't know. a lot of my ideas are just that. They're just like, oh, that'd be a cool thing.
Yeah, you wake up from a dream and go, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have one today.
Oh, shit.
I want to do a show where they leave me on an island, and all they do is they send me stuff for ad sales. Like, they just send stuff, like mattresses. So it's like Naked and Afraid, but with ad sales sponsors thrown in. So they're like, here's a lifetime of Dan and yogurt. Just me eating Dan and yogurt for an episode. Here's a Subaru, and then I just have a Subaru on the island. So it looks like the floor of Price is Right. And I just got like a luxury king-size mattress.
It's like Castaway if just a bunch of promotional items floated up on the beach instead of a skate that he used to do dental work.
I'm just trying to imagine you alone in your hotel room.
Just in the mirror.
I can't believe they're soap for free.
I wish I had room to pack all these pillows. These are the best pillows.
My dad does that laugh too. My wife for Christmas, she said she wanted pajamas, and I'm like a fucking idiot. I just bought her 7 pairs of pajamas, but I individually wrapped them, and so my wife opened
them. What is she, Einstein? She needs a different pair for each day so she doesn't have to think about it?
I heard pajamas plural and figured she wanted a new pair for every day. She just wanted one pair of pajamas. But I heard pajamas.
But she got mad at you for buying her 7 pairs?
No, she opened one. Oh, pajamas. And then she opened the next one. And she goes, oh, pajamas. And they're all wrapped in presents. And my dad starts doing this. He goes, oh, tell me it's pajamas.
Shut your eyes and picture Mickey Mouse talking to you.
Oh, I forgot to take my blood pressure medicine. I said that in my room. I go, I gotta take my blood pressure medicine.
And I didn't remind you on purpose.
Oh, that's sad.
I guess so.
Fuck.
Look at him.
No. I'm sweating profusely.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. You're just sitting.
Let's get some shots of Fireball in here.
All right, I'll do one Fireball shot.
All right.
Yeah. But while we're waiting for that, Tom, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Finding Dory. Yeah. I was worried I wasn't going to follow along with the plot because I never saw Finding Nemo. But it wasn't that complicated of a plot. So I followed along pretty well.
And you liked it?
Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. I don't like to watch a lot of kids' movies.
Clearly.
My
when
girlfriend
you, when
dragged
you skip
me
out on finding the first Finding Nemo, you're clearly not
right
a kid,
to the sequel.
Kid movie watcher. Because that's a... What are you doing, bro?
Making sure you can see him.
Oh, I thought you were itching your asshole
on
your...
Yeah, that's what I thought you were doing, too.
I thought he was like
a like,
fucking...
I was like, that's so inappropriate.
I'm not...
You just itched your butt right there.
Yeah, like a bear.
You know there's people watching, right?
All right, so...
But there wasn't a lot of references to Finding Nemo, at least ones that I didn't get, so...
Well, it's all similar characters and the...
Right.
Wait, Nemo's not even in it?
Underwater.
No, he's in it. He's in it, but he's got a small role.
Yeah, they're trying to find Dory this time.
Oh, wait, hold on. Nemo and his dad aren't looking for Dory the whole time?
No, they're looking for Dory's parents.
They're looking for...
Wait, did I spoil it? I don't think that's a spoiler.
I don't know
that's
if there's
like the
anything
beginning
to spoil.
In the movie.
Did you see the movie?
Yeah, I saw the movie.
Yeah, why would you pretend?
I'll just tell you the ending.
Fireball shots.
Sure. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's the kind of club they run here. Like, security brings the shots. because nobody wants to get close to Bert.
I'm sweating pretty fucking bad
right
now.
You gotta be ready to tussle. All right, so we'll wait until we get... Are we all four doing them?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
He all said right. He was coming right back with two.
Cool. You know, it's usually not my thing to get drunk on the show, but why not? Yeah. You guys are all drinking, right? So, Chad, what was the last movie you saw?
Finding Dory. But I have a 12-year-old daughter. I'm not a fucking creep. I didn't just go there to yell about the fucking plot. I went there because I love a child.
Did you like it?
I did.
As good as the first one?
I don't think it ever is.
That's tough, right?
But there is a scene very, it's exactly like one in Finding Nemo right at the beginning. And my daughter leans over and she goes, "What if now they just play Finding Nemo?" She's funny as shit.
Yeah, that's a sweet piece of comedy.
Yeah, she's funny.
And some theater should fucking do that to people. just for a laugh. See how long it takes people to come out to the lobby going, "Hey, you're showing the first one." "We are? Somebody find Finding Dory." Here we go. Fireball. Thank you, sir. What are we drinking to?
How about diabetes?
Here's to Finding Dory, you guys.
I have fucking two shows tonight.
Ah! You're gonna be drunk.
It's gonna be
good. Did you get anybody besides Bert in that picture? She did the panoramic.
Nice.
She called back to the thing. All right. What do you got for the prize bag, Chad?
I have a little mini bowling set.
Oh.
No reason to leave. And then I have a KDB game card across the way there.
Someone's excited.
Somebody just found Dory.
Hey, where's that lady that just made that noise? Where are you at?
Over there somewhere.
Balcony or downstairs? Okay. Were you at Bert's show last night? You weren't?
No.
Okay. Just checking, because there was a lady at Bert's show last night that went, "Woo!" after every goddamn thing he said. And I'm just trying to shut it down now if you're back.
That's just what they do here. It's just what they do in this town.
It's just their way, okay. What do you got for the bag, Tom?
I have a whiskey glass from my podcast, Whiskey Deep, because everybody has a podcast. And I have two weekend passes to the Whiskey Bear Comedy Festival. Yeah.
Why am I just hearing about this now?
Whiskey and bears. Bert wants to be a part of it.
Fuck. I am a bear. I'm what they call a muscle bear.
A muscle bear?
Yeah.
Who calls you that?
Yeah, I don't think anybody calls you that.
I call me muscle bear. I made muscle bear shirts, but then I just wore them all.
But contact me after the show if you want for those passes.
Is this and you on here?
No, that's oh. Dust. That's
God damn it, I was like, you lost so much weight.
Is this how Making a Murderer 2 starts?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly
contact me
starts.
After the show.
And I was moving this weekend, and I found a copy of Blood Diamond. I've never seen it, never bought it, don't know where it came from, so you guys can have it.
That's cool. It's a fun movie.
I saw that, but I took my 12-year-old because I'm not a fucking creep.
Nice. Bert, what do you got?
I've got, ironically, shirts. I got a shirt from my podcast because everyone's got a podcast. Bertcast, that's a shirt from there. And then this shirt says Marshmallow about the time I fought a bear.
Nice.
And I drink whiskey and I look like a bear. Where the fuck have you been?
Yeah, let's do this.
And I too have a KB game card.
I feel like you guys went together.
But.
You tell him.
Mine doesn't have money on it. Okay.
I'm not going to narc you out, but you need to be honest with these people.
And I'm going
to
mix the two up. So you're going to have that moment where you're giving somebody a dead card, maybe.
It's going to even be better so that they don't, they both don't. And so they're going to be trying, like, which one is it? Give me the other.
Oh, you just put it in a machine?
Mm-hmm.
The machine. Get it? Now that laugh was like a thing where you pull the string and it laughs like that and it spits on you.
But
remember
even
those things?
He kicked his legs when he did it. He went.
This goes back to my wife going, it's like being married to a fucking child.
Please stop saying that, those words. I don't want to have to do it every time, but most of my guests are single. You don't have a wife, do you, Tom?
I do not. I have a girlfriend, though.
There you go. When you say my girlfriend, nothing will happen.
Yeah, my girlfriend up in the balcony.
She is?
Yeah.
Hey.
Say hi.
What if she jumped right now?
Oh, God.
You know I hate being embarrassed.
And she just got, like, knocked the wind out of her. Just
and then the one other girl goes,
she takes a panoramic of it.
All right, well, Bird, this is normally the part of the show where I ask you to turn it off. But since you're here, you have to participate. Let the games begin! Lots of great name tags today. This is not going to be easy for you guys. Plus, you have to get out from around this huge table.
Can they turn on the lights?
I don't know. Maybe. Get some housey lights, maybe, a little bit. And, well, you guys decide who you're going to play for. We're going to do a brief commercial message. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Squarespace. Whether you need a landing page, a beautiful gallery, a professional blog, or an online store, it's all included with your Squarespace website. It's easy. Creating your website with Squarespace is a simple, intuitive process. You can add and arrange your content and features with the click of a mouse. Free custom domain. Squarespace makes adding a domain to your site simple. If you sign up for a year, you'll receive a custom domain for free for a year. Beautiful templates, design. It's the best in-class online store with Squarespace's award-winning templates, customizable settings, and more, all without a single plugin. Seamless commerce tools. From nationally recognized brands to your favorite local shops, Squarespace is trusted by hundreds of thousands of savvy shop owners around the world, including all the tools you need to track inventory, process orders, and send custom emails in one intuitive interface. Squarespace Commerce allows you to understand every aspect of your business. Customer support. Squarespace offers 24/7 customer support. Every member of the customer care team is an experienced Squarespace user working in a Squarespace office. No matter how technical your problem or trivial seeming your question, one of their team is always online to assist you. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com. Enter the offer code Doug to get 10% off your first purchase. Squarespace, set your website apart. Today's episode is also brought to you by IFC Films, Amazon Studios, and Wiener Dog, the new film from the director of Welcome to the Dollhouse and Happiness. I've seen it now, and if you love those movies, you'll love this one too. Welcome to the Doghouse, right? The latest comedy from Todd Solondz is a hilariously twisted Lassie for misanthropes. It's the Benji homage you never knew you wanted. You'll laugh, you'll be disturbed, and you'll spend the whole movie wondering what's going to happen next. Kieran Culkin pops in there. Greta Gerwig, Danny DeVito, Ellen Burstyn, Julie Delpy, Josha Mamet. All of those people are in this story of the wayward adventures of an adorable dachshund who passes from one owner to another, including the world's worst mom, a down-on-his-luck screenwriter, and the grown-up incarnation of Welcome to the Dollhouse's Dawn Wiener, whose dysfunctional lives are all impacted by the adorably stoic Pooch. Wiener Dog is a dangerously funny, wondrously warped look at the absurdity of life as seen through the journey of man's best friend. You will not forget it, my friends. Wiener Dog is in select theaters now, so go, sit, good boy. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're back. Great job, everybody. Yeah, there's only one person can get chosen. Unless, Bert, if you want to pick more than one and then they have to split up the contents of the bag, you could do that. No, don't do that. It's a terrible idea. did I say we're back? Good. Because we are.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
I saw this one online today.
It's pretty nice. It's Todd Berger.
He's got my lucky eyelash.
Oh, look at that. Hold it to the side so they can see. He's got the fucking crazy lucky eyelash sticking out of Bert's head. That's an attention to detail. And of course, you're shirtless.
Yep.
And you have a burger on your dick. And you were saying, how am I going to rebound when this Scarsdale affair is digesting me?
I like it.
It kind of makes sense.
You've lost weight in that picture.
That was for my first hour special, and right after we took this picture, the guy's like, I think I got it. So I reached out to the photographer to shake his hand. I go, hey, thanks a lot. And he's like, I won't be shaking your hand.
Makes sense. Tom, who are you playing for?
Tom. that way I'll remember it.
And it says, instead of Star Wars...
It's Stom.
Stom.
Stom the Force Awakens.
Tom. Why didn't you just put Tom over all of the star, the word star?
That probably would have made more
sense. What was the thought process there? Stom? You ran out of construction paper?
Oh, man.
There's so many name tags where the people achieved what they set out to do. And yet Stom made it up here.
I'm sorry. And I feel like I failed everyone.
That's what I'm going to call him. It's a nice poster. It's got a lot of the regular guests on the show.
Jeff Tate.
Yeah, I've got Bert. Is Bert on there?
Yeah, Bert's on there.
Of course.
Fat as fuck. You know, that's my just. You could have just trimmed me out a little bit.
Make him look
Photoshopper.
Better. But you do see that he put you on Chewbacca, right? So that's pretty hilarious. Because he doesn't ever want to leave his shirt on either. All right, great job. You can just put it down here on the tabla. Chad, who are you playing for?
Playing for Lena. A Lena their own?
A Lena their own.
Right here.
Looks like a very well-made poster. Are you a big fan of that movie or baseball in general? Crying?
I when I lost my virginity, I was over the gal and I was thought I was thinking to myself, but I was saying out loud, my grandma in baseball. And then the girl said, was she in a league of their own? And then I fucking picked this poster. That's real.
I couldn't follow me, that.
Asshole.
But when you were losing your virginity, you were going, my grandma in baseball, my grandma
right.
baseball.
Yeah. And she was like, and she's underneath me going, a woman playing baseball, a league of their own. It's not supposed to be funny, you cocksuckers.
Is it funny?
It's a story. I was asked for a story. I told it.
That's why you picked that name tag, because of when you lost your virginity.
Actually, it's because it was just right there. But.
Oh, okay. I knew there had to be a better reason. But good job. Some people brought donuts. Ooh. And you got them into the building?
I called them, so they didn't bring them.
You called ahead? That's very conscientious of you.
You must love to party. called ahead and we can have margarita.
So just pass up all the donuts if you want us to have them. I know you use it to bribe us into picking your name tag, but in this particular
Jesus
case,
Christ. How long has this donut thing been going on? It did not start with us in San Francisco, correct?
No, it had already happened before that.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah, it just became a thing. I love it because I don't like donuts. I mean, I love donuts, but...
I love donuts.
I love throwing them.
I love donuts.
And we're getting some up here.
This is like church without money plates.
So many donuts.
Well, hold on. Did anyone get specialty? Oh, man, I'm on a fucking diet.
Bert, settle down.
Yeah. I'm shaking right now. Oh, yeah,
not all at once, Bert. Not all at once. Those look so good.
Fuck my mouth. No one roofied these, right?
Heads up top. We got donut holes.
Oh,
this got a weird smell. It's got a weird smell.
This table is covered in donuts.
Oh, there's so many donuts.
Fucking ridiculous.
I thought there might be a couple when I said, did anybody bring donuts?
I'm shaking.
All right.
I don't know.
Bert is digging into these donuts like...
There's so many.
There you go.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Get your microphone. Remember, we're podcasting, Bert.
This is fucking ridiculous.
All right, just leave them for now because I've got something I want to do with the donuts in a little bit. Because I've planned a special show for Bert today where every game, Bert has a chance of winning, a legitimate chance of winning. And this first game is called Live, Die, Repeat.
Oh, you got a poster that says that. Too bad it didn't get picked. See you next time.
Can you imagine somebody leaving because their name tag didn't get picked? I'm fucking outie. All right. The premise of this game, you guys, is I'm going to say the title of a movie. And the first one of you that repeats it back is the winner. That's why I'm standing here, ready to watch all your mouths, because sometimes it's very close, and we can't go to the tape. All right, do you understand?
Is this like the special Doug Loves Movies?
Are you using the word special with like quotes around it?
I'm using, well, sure.
I call it very special.
Okay.
You guys are three of the greatest guys I know. But movie trivia isn't necessarily your strong... Look at Bert, he's so ready to go.
Because I think you're going to slide it in.
He's so excited. Yeah, what if it just came up in the conversation?
Is that a movie? The Conversation.
Okay, so that was for practice. Right now, I'm going to bring it on.
Bring it on! Oh, this is a fun fucking game!
How is the hashtag not Bert is dumb?
Do not mention hashtags. It'll start trending.
All right, here we go. I'm sorry, I meant to say away we go.
Away we go.
All right. What did I write down? National Lampoon's...
Van Wilder.
National Lampoon's Van Wilder.
Chad is our winner.
Fuck yeah! You know it! He gave you the answer and you still couldn't get it right, you piece of shit!
And then, there was another time!
Fuck! I feel like I hit a home run and forgot to touch the bases.
I'm sorry I called you a piece of
shit. You missed all the bases.
I missed all the bases and just fucked the pitcher's mound.
Oh, okay. So Chad won that first game.
Shit.
And that means he gets to go first in this next game. And then we'll go to Tom, and then we'll go to Bert. And this game is called ABC Donuts. Yeah. We're going to see who's the best at throwing donuts.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. Let's... get a name. That's the perfect name tag right there. That one right there. What is it?
Ex Marchina.
No. Ex Marchina. All right. You guys comfortable with the size of that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
You think you can hit it?
Yeah.
All right. So the idea is, starting with Chad, you pick up a donut, throw it at that sign, and if you hit it, you're still in. If you miss, you're out.
A full donut or a donut hole?
Full donut.
I say full donut, yeah. I don't know what those fucking holes are doing up here. Don't people know I hate Shia LaBeouf?
Good call. Chad picked up a cake batter donut.
Be careful on that side. Okay.
Be careful everywhere. Everyone,
yeah, everyone
prepare. Anyone that's behind that sign, be ready for hot donut!
Did he miss it?
Was that your practice throw?
Yeah, he's
okay.
Warming up.
All right, he's warming up. Because I hate to be somebody be out that quickly. So try again.
Is the person behind that okay?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to throw it so hard. The idea is...
Well, it's not ring toss. I'm
the
trying
idea
to...
is to just hit the ex-marchina poster.
Oh, missing it.
Jesus.
Too close. Wow.
You're wearing a baseball hat. I know it says Foo Fighters on it, but still.
All right, go for it.
All right, Tom. Oh. See what you can do.
Let's
here.
See if the hipster.
I love the sound of a donut hitting cardboard.
Holy shit.
I love the sound of a guy that didn't think he was going to hit a sign with a donut laughing. He was just like, ha, 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 ha. He was so excited.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
He did it.
You did
it.
I'm
easily amused. In only one try. All right, here comes Bert. Oh, chocolate. Oh, look out, you guys.
Full chocolate.
Quit moving it.
I think you hit that lady in the face.
That lady's a man.
We should have everyone sign a release when they come to this show.
That noise was so real. I put so much pace on that donut. Oh, jeez.
Oh, fuck. Did I hit it?
I'm going to play. I thought it'd be easy.
I wanted to really tag that sign. I popped up like I was throwing it down to second base.
All right, Tom and Doug are the only ones left.
Yeah, Tom, you're up again.
Oh.
I hope you hit it. I love your giggle.
Do you want to do another one for fun, Bert?
Yep. Coming down!
Oh,
here's his hand!
Now
he hit
two. A hand!
You hit two!
I hit two?
He knocked the poster out of the guy's hand, and then it went through and hit another poster.
That was like Deadpool shooting three guys with one bullet. That was impressive. All right. Can I get another Tito's and soda when somebody gets a chance?
And we may as well just do a bunch of shots again.
Yeah.
And I'll take another beer.
I'll take an America.
What's that?
America. That's the name of the beer, America?
America.
You're drinking for America?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's a Budweiser.
I'm nervous. I don't know if I can do two in a row, but we'll see. What? Too soon. He's very helpful the way he moves the sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like a first baseman.
He's like a dad that knows his kid sucks.
These are your mother's genetics.
All right,
Tom. Keep it up at the end, during the show, and we'll just do it at all times, just out of nowhere.
Oh, shit.
You are money. He didn't even move that one.
I know, that was insane.
Your really, girlfriend's here. Really, you're gonna get so much pussy tonight.
Yeah.
Why does one of them, the box of donuts says holy hand grenades on it?
I think we should find
out. I don't know if I get the reference. Yeah, pop that one open.
Yeah, I think we just get to throw them hard.
See what's in there. This big table really came in handy. This is like, Bert, this is like if you were Jesus and we're, this is the Last Supper. Yeah, seriously, you guys, take a picture of this shit.
Oh, that was rude.
I know you're not supposed to take pictures in the comedy club, but we'll waive that rule for this beautiful moment of Bert with all his donuts.
One of you guys is going to stab me. One of you guys is going to stab me in the back tomorrow.
We should take another picture of you carrying all of them up a hill later. Oh, I'm sorry. Is that not? That's Ohio? Gotcha.
Oh! Oh, I missed it. Tom's a winner of the donut tossing game. Now, who just wants one?
Balcony.
Okay. Thanks for the challenge.
That's going to be in the net.
Apologies to the Columbus Funny Bone.
These are fucking good.
Did you fucking see that snag? That guy fucking snagged that shit. That was action movie snaggery. What's this about? This came with something, some sort of box of... chocolate bourbon ball chocolate candy.
Thank you.
These donuts are so fucking good. Does anyone want to try one of these? Yeah. Up top, right here, right here, right here. Yeah. Where?
That guy's like, sitting up front isn't working. I'm gonna move to the balcony.
Oh, he gets shot?
If you chew it and spit it out, it's like a diet. Just, oh.
Oh, shit, more fireballs? This is really a bad, all bad ideas.
Hey, did anyone ever do the thing in your fraternity where you brought the brothers donuts on a Sunday, but then put them over your dicks and then took a picture?
No, who did that?
Yeah, show of hands, who's done that? Nobody? Weird.
Show of formerly handcuffed hands.
You never did that?
No.
No, that's we did that in college. We bought donuts for the brothers, but we put our dicks through the holes and took a picture of us with all the donuts on our dicks, and then they ate them, and then we showed them the donut picture.
Where's that picture at today?
Somewhere that could get me fired, I'm sure.
I can't believe you didn't get National Lampoon's Van Wilder after that shit.
Oh, there's too many donuts. I feel, I didn't eat any of them and I feel so full of donuts right now. So nasty.
I was chewing them and spitting them out. It's diet.
Right.
It's healthy living. The inspiration.
Let's do the fireballs, you guys. Yeah. To the good people of Easton Mall, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, you wanna hear a funny response? To Michigan. Listen to this shit.
It started positive for a second.
One
there was
boo
one pro
and
Michigan
then
person.
Everybody boos. Oh. Wow. Why don't you pull your Buckeye necklace out of your asshole and we can talk out there like a couple of gentlemen?
I love when he does this.
You're mean drunk.
I'm not even drunk. I just think it's weird that grown men are like, they're 18 and they throw a football and it's all I have.
I was fucking big.
This is a good time for me to say, just for the record, I don't do shots. This is a very special occasion.
After that one, I don't do shows after this. Holy fuck.
Think you gotta do, he's doing two shows tonight. Who's coming back to see Bert later?
Still tickets available for the late one, guys, so you've got a chance.
Yeah. Oh, you got a great chance to pay money to see this. That you've already been looking at for an hour.
Fuck.
And Chad, are you going to do a guest spot? Did you guys talk about that?
Yeah, part of it.
I think you should, right?
Sure.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll see. I'll see how that goes.
You don't have to. Yeah, you might be a professional and go, I'm too drunk for this. Yeah. But Bert is contracted and has to perform tonight.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm gonna try to take a nap.
I guess I'll just go home then.
Oh, I really didn't.
Do you want to do a guest spot?
Sure.
Okay, great. Thought he was gonna say no.
You thought he was gonna say no?
I was hoping.
He was like the neighbor kid that just goes, I wish I could have a popsicle. Sure is hot out here today. Wish I could have a grape one.
Oh, is this still Doug Loves Movies? Holy shit, Bert loves donuts.
Fucking love donuts. I'm going through a wing phase right now too.
We know.
Let's get some up here and throw them at the crowd.
Dude, I will be eating those bad boys.
Let's play another game. Why not, right?
Yeah.
And I came up with a great idea for you, Bert. I hope you appreciate it. We're going to play a game of Last Man Stanton. I think we even have the time to play to 2 points. And a lot of times on this show, we do lifelines, where at one point during this game, you can use your lifeline, which is the person whose name tag you chose, to help you with the answer. But I thought for tonight and tonight alone, it would be fun to have the lifelines join us on stage and help you through the entire game.
I think that's great.
Todd, you better fucking know what you're doing.
So Todd, if you don't mind coming up here, and Tom.
Stom, get up here.
Stom, get up here.
Lena.
And you, Lena.
Yeah.
You know what would be a fun game, Doug? If someone who wasn't here had to lick my mustache and guess what I'd been eating. They'd be like, Fireball and donuts? What kind of party?
All right, we'll try to do that game out in the mall later. But for now, we're going to do this. Oh, you fit right in with that giant bottle in your hand. That's fantastic. Don't smash it over my head. I hope we didn't invite... You all brought your drinks up here? You did it? What are you drinking?
The Kinky Margarita.
Was yours finished, or is there still some in it?
There's still some in it.
Yeah, bring it on up.
Do you pour it on your tits?
What kind of...
No, hold on.
It's the kinky margarita. Just,
Did you see the guy that stood up to hand her drink?
No.
Yeah, you might want to shut the fuck up.
What's he look like?
He looks like he could beat you up.
Wait, I'll be the judge of that. Let me see him. Okay, yeah, sit that back down. You're good. Did you pour it on your breast?
He looks like he'd pull your toenails out and you'd be like, is it December already?
All right, so Chad, interview your partner there.
Hey, Lena, where are you from?
Lorain, Ohio.
Have you ever started the chant O-H-I-O?
Never.
You're my best friend.
And is that your man?
That's my husband.
Husband, okay. That doesn't work. And you good at this sort of thing? You think you'd be able to help Chad?
I hope so. I'm a fan of the show.
There you go. She rules. All right. Wow, you got a lot of supporters out there. All right, good luck. And it's Lena?
Yes.
Okay, good luck, Lena. Who you got, Tom?
I got Tom. Stom.
Stom is here. And what's he drinking?
Rheingeist Cougar.
Okay.
T-shirt. I don't work for Rheingeist. Yeah.
What's that?
I'm wearing a Rheingeist T-shirt as well, so I, yeah. Apparently, I don't work for them.
Okay.
Just a big fan.
Huge fan.
Anything else you want to ask him, Tom?
No. I think we're good here. Are you good at this?
Not really.
Oh God.
Shit, that didn't.
Should have picked somebody else.
All right, Bert.
What's your name? My
Tom. Oh, shit. Don't knock over everything with your mic cord. I knew this was a bad
setup. So,
bad
what's your
setup.
Name?
Todd.
Todd, where are you from?
Columbus, Ohio.
Have you ever been to Butler, Ohio?
No.
Okay. Do you know? Do you watch movies?
Yes.
Like, but do you like watch them the way I watch them, where you're like, what's this? Or do you watch
them? He watches them.
Oh, we're gonna fucking kill you guys!
Bert's so excited. All right, well, so we'll play to 2 points, and the idea is, you know, whoever lasts longest gets a point, and we're gonna go to the audience for the first one. But if you're the first to drop out in the next round, you get to pick what actor or actress we play with. So
for those people
could be
at home,
strategic.
For those people at home who don't remember how the game's played, how do you play this game? I mean, do you know?
Everybody at home knows how it's played, Bert.
Let's figure it out.
You don't know how to play it either.
We're gonna, This is the game, Bert, where we get a name of a actor or actress, and you just have to take turns naming movies they were in.
Oh, we got this.
So cocky. I mean, I wouldn't know, because this, never mind. Where is at Dumb Shit I've Said? Where are you at? You here?
Up here.
You're in the Balk?
Yes, sir.
And you made it here?
I did.
Yeah, and you wrote to me on Twitter?
I did.
You said, I've got a great name for Last Man Stanton.
Best one ever.
Best one ever. Ooh. That's a pretty high bar.
Unless it's
Vin
Diesel.
There's been some good names. You don't get to help decide, Bert. So, I'm gonna, where are you from?
Youngstown.
Okay.
That got more of a cheer than Columbus.
I'm guessing you're all going back in the same van. Youngstown bus is leaving. Very good, Tom. All right. What is your suggestion? Billy Bob Thornton. Damn. That's a fucking good one, but not necessarily an easy one.
Oh, that's right.
And you guys are already conferring. Because you should, you know, you should do it on your own if you can. Defer to your permanent lifeline when needed. You're already chatting it up over here.
All right. I've heard two of theirs already. This is amazing.
Oh, what were they?
Yeah, you guys.
People, shut the fuck up. It's great.
Yeah, just say it out loud when it's your turn, and we'll start. Tom won the toss, so we'll start with you, and then we'll go to Chad, and then me, and then Bert.
I just watched one with him.
Oh, good.
I don't know the names of these movies. That's the problem.
Well, you could whisper to him, like pull your microphone down and whisper in his ear. Yeah, don't say it so that everybody can hear you. But Tom gets to go first, so Billy Bob Thornton.
I'm going to go with Bad Santa.
Motherfucker! We're dead.
Chad?
Sling Blade.
Mother! All right, we got to regroup.
What was the first one? Bad Santa. Okay, yeah. Bad Santa. All right, I'll go with School for Scoundrels. Bert.
Mr. Woodcock.
Yes. Tom?
Bad News Bears.
Motherfucker.
You just don't have what it takes for this game, Bert. Every movie that's been... Chad?
Is that what it's called?
Make sure you get it right.
Monster's Ball.
Yes.
Lena!
Ohio. Sorry.
Go Blue.
Didn't mean to do that. Tom?
Is that our turn?
Oh, no, wait. Whose turn is it?
I think it's our turn.
No, it's my
it's
turn.
It's our turn. It's our turn.
It's my turn.
Don't do it.
Why?
You know the one that I only know. Just go for one that no one knows.
Okay. Go for one that no one... Oh, I got one that you won't know. For sure.
Bullshit.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Our brand is Crisis.
God damn it! That was the movie I was talking about, but I didn't know the name. All right. Okay. Armageddon.
Yes.
Yeah. Now we're in the shit show. All right, here we go.
Bird is so excited about potentially being able to win. Tom?
The Toms are out.
What?
I got nothing.
And your partner?
Yep, nope.
Your buddy?
Both Toms
are out. Why don't you just think for a little bit?
How much time do I got?
I think Chad needs some time.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going on here. He's trying to buy some time. You got nothing?
I got nothing.
All right. He's in all these movies that we've said so far. Pretty well-known dude. Chad? And all three of you, I'm going to warn you right now, the next time you come back on the show, I'm not doing this shit. You're on your own.
Also, did someone just crickets me over there?
I think maybe they did.
They just called my name, you dirty piece of shit. They just said my name.
But make that crickets noise again. That's pretty cool.
Oh, that was a real noise. I thought it was an app. That's well done.
Impressive. I love how much conferring Bird has to do. What's the one where he had a mustache? Chad?
Netflix original Billy Bob Thornton's Christmas.
Bill Murray had one. Why not? Why not Billy Bob? Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
You're out for now.
Sorry, Lena.
Yeah, you'll be back soon enough. And are you guys worried I'm going to say one that you already have? Do you have one? Have you figured one out?
Yeah, I think we got one.
All right, I'm going to say one, and then it'll be your turn.
Okay.
Pushing Tin.
Motherfucker.
You know what? Hold on. I'm calling bullshit on you. Every time someone says one, you go, that was ours.
Yeah.
You need to write them down so we know that's real.
Yeah, you're right. Although I've seen those movies.
I have a 17-year-old right. Son. I know this fucking
game. He remembers it as soon as I say it and then says, motherfucker.
As soon as he says it, I go, that's what I was thinking about.
Yeah.
That's the one with the mustache.
Oh, I got it. Oh, are you ready? You're going to get your hand up to high-five me.
Probably the first time in history that's happened. Hey, listen, I'm about to score a point. Get ready to high-five me.
Should I confer with you first?
Yeah, I think confer with him quickly. Whisper it to make sure you're legit. Yeah, he agrees.
Bandits.
Bandits, yes.
Monkeys and Squirrels!
With Bruce Willis, or as I like to call that movie, Hair Club for Men. Where are we at now? It's just us two. Okay.
Oh, shit, baby.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Goddamn.
Oh. All the Pretty Horses.
You know what's great? He could say anything and be like, wow, that's amazing. Wow.
Oh, he's so Bert's really talking him through it. It's the biggest Bud Light I've ever seen. Next to one that's a promotional blow up thing on top of a liquor store.
If you get one more, it's an extra donut.
All right.
Here we go.
All right, I brought this up to him. He thinks I might be right. The Man Who Knew Too Much?
Yes.
Told you to get your hand up!
No, that's not what it's called. Nuh-uh. That's not the right title.
The Man Who Knew Too Little?
No.
That's also Bill Murray.
By the way, I don't even know what this movie is. I've never seen it.
Right.
He saw it. It's with Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah. Black and white, Coen Brothers. but it's not called that. The Man Who Knew Too Much is, there's two Hitchcock movies called that.
Can we just agree to disagree?
Wait, what's his fix? What are you calling it?
The Man Who Wasn't There.
The Man Who Wasn't There.
That's it. Yeah.
I think that's correct.
I remember seeing that on an airplane.
All right, you guys win that round. Congratulations. Yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
But just to make you feel extra foolish, which Billy Bobs did we miss?
A simple plan!
Oh, he was in... What?
Ice Harvest. I
Friday Night
movie.
Lights?
Yeah, oh, of course Friday Night Lights, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love Actually, that's right.
Pootie Tang?
Blood in, blood out.
Eagle Eye?
Eagle Eye, yeah.
Yeah.
Astronaut Farmer, of course. Who could forget that movie about two professions that
Shampoo?
Combine so beautifully? Shampoo? What are you talking
about? I'm barely hearing this.
It's hard to hear when they're all yelling at once, but it was clearly there's a lot of Billy Bob Thornton. What? Monsters Ball,
oh,
we said.
Monsters.
Oh, yeah. You go out of your way to be the only person that can be heard to say one we already said.
He really did wait until everything died down.
It was all died down. I got this, you guys. Monsters Ball!
Remember that catch fuck scene? I do.
The Alamo. I saw the Alamo.
The Alamo. My problem is I don't remember the Alamo. The guy in the audience said it before I did, but he's not Mike, so I took it and ran. All right, so what just happened? Who got a point? Oh, you guys got a point. Bird is on the board, everybody.
First time in Doug Loves Movies history. I've never won anything ever.
Really? Not even a participant award?
I've never won anything ever.
We got to change that. You got to win something.
Burpees?
What?
Either said herpes or burpees.
Either way, that's not a winning thing.
Either way, I don't want to go to that girl's house. I don't want to do
God,
burpees
I
or herpes.
I slept with the girl. She gave me the burpees.
What kind of
Tom?
Burpees. Yes.
This round, you get to pick. And you should confer with your friend there, with Stom, because you guys need to pick an actor that you think you can run the table on.
All right.
Or
I think,
actress.
I think we're going to bring another Tom into the mix and go with Tom Cruise.
Ooh, that's a really good one.
Why don't you guys just give each other hand jobs and get
no,
it
no,
over
No, we already
it.
Talked about it. We're doing that after the show.
Christ with this.
You going to get a post-show HJ?
Yeah.
PSHJ, as we call it in the biz. All right, Tom fucking Cruise. We're going to change the order around, so this is coming back at you, Bert. You're going to be next.
I'm going to hammer he's this already, one.
Oh, you're excited about
Dude,
Tom Cruise?
I am the $20 million man on this one. Let's go.
Okay. Who else is the $20 million man? What is that a reference to?
Tom
is
Cruise.
Is that the $6 million man, but with inflation? All right. Let me write it down. TC. And Tom, you go first.
Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go pedestrian on the fucking first round. Are we going to play like that or do we want to go obscure?
No, you knock out the early ones, dude.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. What do you got, Bert?
Mission Impossible.
And how is that spelled? Like, what kind of punctuation does it have in the title? Just out of curiosity, I won't take it away from
okay,
you.
Okay, M-I-S-S-I-O-N? M-I-P-P?
I'm trying to help you. They're in the front row.
I'm
trying
dyslexic.
To help you.
This is dumb shaming right now.
What? No, it's just kind of weird, because it's called Mission, colon, Impossible.
Mission. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Say.
Of course.
Mission, colon, Impossible. Impossible.
Very good. All right, I'm going to go with... I don't need another one yet, but I might ask for one soon. Cocktail.
Ooh, good one.
Chad and your team?
Risky Business.
Well, you just gave her the microphone? Like, you just handle this. I've had a couple of fireballs. Risky B, good call. Tom?
All the right moves.
Oh, fuck, I was just gonna say that.
He said it every time.
Use your microphone voice, I like that.
Boo.
What do you got?
Magnolia.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for all the people that didn't get tickets to this show today. You know, the outsiders.
Oh, where were you on that one, numbnuts?
He's calling his own partner, who is his only chance of winning, numbnuts.
Vanilla Sky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't know that one, Bert.
Oh, I got a good one.
Okay, well, you got to wait for Tom.
Is it Mission Impossible 2?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the one you had?
Oh,
you
no.
Didn't say it?
You won't.
Fuck you!
What did he yell out, OH?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know what's happening. Bert, you got this. You can do it. Here we go. Name it.
I'm gonna hold on to that one. I think. Wait. Okay. You may think you see me coming, but your eyes wide shut.
You can't even form it into a sentence.
Second time in a row you've been kicked off the show. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God, I'm just losing it. Without the G, losing it.
Oh, is that his movie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, of course. Ooh. Jerry Maguire, that's a biggie.
Ooh.
Tom?
Lena, everybody.
I think we got a few good men on stage right now.
Oh, you do? Okay.
A few good men? No, he's still good. You know Tom Cruise is in a lot of movies, Bert. A lot of famous ones.
What did you say?
Bert doesn't understand what he's trying to tell him.
You know, this game is fun. It reminds me of high school when my friends used to call me Tropic Thunder.
Too much fruit and farted in class. Is my turn?
It is.
Oh, I thought I was dead. I almost played Taps.
Oh!
Lena, killing it.
Do you have another one besides that?
Here, give me that one, I'll use that one.
Sharing is caring.
All the right moves?
We said that one.
I already said that.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, we're not listening to you.
Yeah.
Am I out then?
No. You'd be like, yeah.
Look at that guy.
Yeah, you're fucking out.
I threw you a donut.
I'm in the audience and you're out.
No, when you say one, it's, you know, I should remind you it's been said already, and you can say something else.
Okay. Mission Impossible 3.
Oh, I love that.
That's correct.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything.
He didn't say shit. That was us, dog.
What did you say? What did you guys say?
Mission Impossible 3!
Shit. I'll say Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Yes, you will. All right, Bert.
Well, when it comes to this competition, we are far and away.
Oh. The best. Very good.
He's had to have some bombs, right?
Yeah, but he's had a pretty good run. You're right. He's pretty successful. I'm gonna go with Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh.
AKA Live, Die, Repeat.
I got one.
Okay, I don't know if you guys are familiar with this, but one time I was walking around town and Interview with the Vampire.
Oh.
Did that not make sense? Did that make sense? Was that not how you do this? Am I doing it wrong? It just seemed...
No, that was great! I just hope you don't get more excited in this sentence! My sentence is better than my answer. Go!
Tom.
Days of Thunder.
Whoa.
Where he played the great character Cole Trickle. Great name for a person. I almost wrote that down. No, Days of Thunder. D of T.
I got a good one. You ready? I got a good one.
All right, Bert.
In high school, I had a homosexual experience. It was in the shower. The kid in the next stall gave me a handy. They called it a Jack Reacher.
Think that Bert's laughing at his own jokes.
And that's perfect. I am.
Yeah, he does do that.
Trying to end your career, mother.
Serious attrition rate of audience members on this one. Like, I don't want to get hit by donuts. Or Bert's spit. Okay, I'm just going to go with Rock of Ages.
Oh.
Chad and Lena. I'm killing it.
We're going with Last Samurai.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. How many of you knew that? Suck it. Know it.
Sorry, I'm just getting excited. I'm getting pumped up.
Somebody out there that thought of that one.
No, I guarantee it, but not all of them. Not all the ones that were yelling earlier.
You know, when you hear Tom Cruise's name, you just think samurai.
Big time.
So it made perfect sense.
You know what I love? That all of your fans take me so seriously. We're like, this guy's an asshole, and we're not even...
Tom?
Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation.
Yes. No, we didn't say that one.
No, we did not.
We've run the table on Mission Impossibles, though. Bert? We're getting down to it. This is, we did great. It's pretty impressive when seven people can remember the names of a giant movie star's films.
I lost my virginity to a woman named Valerie, but I just called her Valkyrie.
Wow. That was really dumb. I really thought you were mispronouncing Valkyrie, like you always thought that movie was called Valerie.
Valerie, call me.
What?
I'm gonna go with.
That's a song. You're too young. Yeah, it's a real.
I'm 30.
It's my turn, right? I'm gonna go with a motion picture called Born on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm. Damn it.
This is some aggressive clapping for that one.
Either that or that's their birthday.
You know, Tom Cruise is born on the 3rd of July.
Interesting.
Yeah. Fun factoid. Chad and Lena. Is it the end of the road for you guys?
You know, I actually... We are War of the Worlds.
Suck my shit. Suck my shit.
So you're saying War of the Worlds, colon, suck my shit.
I'm saying War of the Worlds, suck my shit in my colon.
War of the Worlds, suck my shit. I love it.
Tom?
I am very The Firm.
The Firm. Good.
Is your guy a computer? What the fuck?
I got that one on my own.
You did?
Yeah.
It'd be very funny good. If he was just standing behind you, Chad, with his phone out, just looking at the IMDb page.
Actually, do you have your phone? Oh, you left it in the crowd.
All right, Bert. Come on, Bert. You can do it.
So gross.
I can't believe there's so much discussion.
We're gonna.
Isn't
we're
he
gonna,
just telling you a title?
Yeah, he is. I was gonna. I'm gonna. It's a lob. I don't know if it's right. Going clear.
They do show him in that, right? It's a documentary about Scientology, and they do show him. Good lob. Oh yeah! Full fucking title.
Hey, fuck off, man.
I can't insist on a full title because it's amazing that they pulled that as it is.
So clearly we're out.
We don't what have is that? What is the full title, dude? Yeah, the person who asked for it doesn't even know, but it's like something like Going Clear, the fucked up story of a bunch of assholes. Oh, man. Shh. Oh, it was the answer.
Oh,
I just thought a guy was just yelling out about nothing. Scientology and what?
The Prison of Belief.
The Prison of Belief? Yeah. No wonder nobody remembers that. Yeah, it should be The Prisoner of Azkaban. Going Clear. Prisoner of Azkaban. We gotta wrap this up soon because I gotta get home in time to see Wapner. Rain Man, you motherfuckers!
Shit. Where were you?
Standing right behind you. Chad and Lena. This is intense.
Going Clear, The Prison of Scientology, :2.
I hope they make a sequel, but you guys are officially out.
It's, yeah. We hung in there.
You did.
I'm sorry. Lena hung in there.
There might be another round, Tom. Come on, Tom. You can do this.
You picked it. You better fucking get one.
I know, right?
So wait, if
I
he
feel a lot of extra pressure.
No, if no, he no. doesn't get it, do I win?
We've done a great job. Well, you're the last one to give a correct answer, yeah.
Oh, come on, Tom.
Ah, damn it. I don't want you to win this. I got nothing, though.
Oh, okay.
You know what? You know the drill, hands
Tom
up.
And Stom are out. Bird, do you have one more? Just a
The Color
little,
of Money?
Little
I think
icing
he's back in.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Back in. I think he's back in.
What happened?
Holy shit.
What the fuck did he just
that
say?
That was like Tyson's punch out when you hit A, B, A, B, A, B, A, B, and he rose from the dead. Oh, shit. He rose from the dead. And he said, The Color of Money. Amen.
I had already told him he was out.
Damn it!
I
did all that.
I don't
that.
Think that was a good idea to say it out loud into your microphone. Bert?
The Color of Money.
All right, I'm going to go with Lions for Lambs with Robert Redford.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a real thing. Do you have another one, Bert?
I do not.
But you're our winner. 2 points for Bert and his team. Congratulations, you guys.
Great fucking job, Todd.
Such a good job. And thank you to Lena and to Stom
thank
for
you,
joining
Lena.
Us on stage. I'd say better luck next time, but what are the odds that it's ever going to happen again? There's your poster back, dude. Congratulations. And yeah, let's get the prizes to you. Here we go. There's your prize bag. Congratulations. And do you want any donuts or anything? You're good? You're good? What are you doing, Bert?
Snapchat.
Oh, okay. He's always up on the latest trends. Yeah, wave to everybody. That's going to be up for like 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah. Immortality.
Bookended by dick pics. But classy ones.
So, Bert, can you believe it? You're our winner today. And I'm so proud of you.
I really feel like
this is a miraculous comeback for you on this show.
It's a fucking big comeback. This is like Rudy.
I might have you on again sometime. Tom Cruise is not in Rudy. But which ones did we miss?
Minority Report.
Austin Powers Gold.
Night and Day.
Night and Day.
Oh, God.
Legend.
Legend, of course. Legend. Minority Report.
Never Ending Story.
Not Never Ending Story.
Oh, you're wrong. Collateral.
Collateral,
Think like a man. Oblivion! If you get man, I mean.
A lot of movies.
Think like a man, too.
Yeah, he's in the Gold Member, the Austin Powers.
Is he in Gold
Cameo
Member?
In that, yeah. Yeah. Breaking Two Electric Boogaloo is wrong, sir. But thank you for participating. Oblivion, of course. Okay, stop. We get it. He's made a lot of movies. Wait, what'd you say? That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer, do your plugs. What do you got to plug, buddy?
I'll be in Calgary with Ari on the 14th. I'm in Hartford Funny Bone the 22nd, 23rd, 24th of July. Syracuse the 4th, 5th, and 6th of August. Stand Up Live, Kansas City Improv, Toledo Funny Bone, Albany, fucking Cowheads Cruise, Call It Six to Work Show in Tampa. Motherfucker, I work.
The angriest plugs we've ever had.
Eat my shit.
God damn it, I have gigs. Thank you for being here. Tom, what do you got coming up, buddy?
I'll be at the Laughing Derby in Louisville, Kentucky, the 14th to the 16th. I'll be at Go Bananas Comedy Club the 27th. And I run a showcase at the Big Room Bar the third Tuesday of every month. So come out and check that out. You can check out all of my dates if you download an app. It's called Tickle Me Tom Plute. And it's,
you have an app? None of the rest of us have a fucking app.
Yeah. You have an app?
Yeah.
You are ahead of the game, my friend.
It's just a bunch of me laughing. If you hate my laugh, download that. It's free. And it's got all my dates on there as well. But it's free to download. It's $75 to uninstall. also, follow me on Twitter at Tom Plute.
Right on. Chad Daniels.
In July, I'm at the St. Louis Funny Bone and the Punchline in San Francisco. In August, I am at the Brouhaha in Cincinnati and Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane, Washington, as you could have guessed. And otherwise, I don't really know because I just got some weird custody rules. So I fucking father, you feel me?
Oh, you're also on Bert Kreischer's podcast this week.
I'm on Bert Kreischer's podcast this week.
There you go.
I'm also on Doug Loves Movies.
One more time for Chad Daniels, Tom Plute, and Bert Kreischer. Stom, you didn't put a shithead on the back of your name tag. Who's your shithead, Stom?
Barley's Brew Pub.
Who?
Barley's Brew Pub.
Barley's Brew Pub is a shithead? Okay. And Pokemon Go is a shithead.